Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, at the end of Hour 1, we talked with Jerry Hall, who's beginning his world record dive today. And he's going to be underwater for, I don't guess it is a week. What were you saying, Jimmy? You saw in there he has to be like 4 or 5 days?
4 days and 20 hours.
Okay, so he's going to be underwater for 5 days or so if he makes it. And I think he's in only like 10 feet of water. Once in, it's Jerry Hall, worldrecorddive.com. You can go there and check out what he's doing. He's, you know, there's a good cause connected to it as well. But, you know, he's held this record before, and him and this other guy seem to be going back and forth every few years. And he started today. So we'll get an update on how he's doing with that next week. Going on today, which we weren't able to be there in person, but we supported as much as we possibly can here on the big show, is at Hague Quarry. It's the Jim Hague Memorial Dive Day going on at that fine establishment up there in the Midwest today. Ben Hague is on Scuba Radio right now to give us an update on how it's going. Ben, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Everything's good out here at Hague Quarry.
Yeah, you know, we would have sent Jerry up there to do this world record dive at Hague Quarry, but I think he would have froze his butt off. Because even though it's midsummer, the water temp there can be a little chilly for, you know, us Florida warm water wusses. You hear what I'm saying, Ben? Is that true?
I do. Yeah, it's at 30 feet. The thermal climb's at 30 feet, and it's about 65 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So that's a little chilly for the warm water divers.
Yes. Well, I know that doesn't steer anybody away from the event, because it's a big event going on today, the Jim Hague Memorial Dive Day. And as far as the festivities, what is going on exactly today? Just a bunch of divers from the Midwest converging on Hague Quarry and jumping in the water and having fun, or what?
Yeah, well, today, you know, there's a bunch of dive shops and divers out, but tomorrow when the festivities start...
That's right. It's tomorrow. Yeah. I'm getting my days mixed up. It's Sunday.
Yeah, you're a day ahead. That's
I apologize,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have a band that plays from 1 to 4. We've got all sorts of raffles and door prizes. You know, people can get all sorts of things from, you know, dive trips, dive gear, all sorts of good dive stuff. You know, we've got a whole lot of contributors for this day from local companies that give away stays at the hotels, dive shops that give away gear, just individuals that just want to donate. It goes for a real good cause.
Yeah, I know one of the benefactors is Suds, I believe, this year, right?
Yeah, that's who we're donating all the proceeds towards. Suds, it's Soldiers Undertaking Disabled Scuba.
Yeah.
We've donated to them for the last couple of years, and year to date we've donated $19,000 to them. So it's a really good program that they've got going on.
Yeah, it's a good group, a good cause for sure. And so tomorrow, you make your plans to go to Hague Quarry tomorrow on Sunday. And you can partake in some of the festivities, live band. You know, you guys have set this place up, this quarry in the Midwest. It has a beach. It looks just like a little section of the Bahamas, like if you're on an out island. They've really set this up with like thatch huts and the whole thing, right, Ben? It's cool. I love that place.
Oh yeah, we've you know, the theme is the Caribbean of the Midwest.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's got a beach. It's got the fake palm trees. We've got plastic flamingos all over the place. And it's a perfect place to come out, do some training, just practice. We've got different depths out here from, you know, an average of 20 feet to all the way to an 85-foot hole you can go into. It's a really good dive facility.
Yeah, it really is. A nice atmosphere, fun place to hang out and mingle with your fellow divers. Tomorrow, Jim Hague Memorial Dive takes place. Once again, go to haighquarry.com, H-A-I-G-H, quarry.com, and join the festivities tomorrow. Ben, thanks for checking in. We wish you the best, and you have our full support, okay, buddy?
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah, you have a good one.
You got it. There you go. Good place. We need to get back up there. It's a little tricky. You know, we're based out of Orlando, Florida. Travel arrangements don't necessarily facilitate us getting up there every year. We were there a couple years ago and couldn't make it this year. But maybe next time, next year, we'll get back up there and bring a mermaid or two. It's fun when it's, well, water's that cold. It makes for very good mermaid footage.
Greg, maybe you could fly us up there.
Well, I'm working on it. I'm working on it slowly but surely. Yeah, I'm trained to be a pilot on top of everything else. So we will see. We will see. But we wish him the best. HagueQuarry.com. All right. So as I mentioned in hour one, I have these new videos. So we released a music video from the Scuba Cowboy called Diver Down. And it features all this footage that we shot in the Maldives. Now, one of the things that I'm excited about is looking towards my next project, because I shot this video with GoPro video cameras first time. That's all we used, with Polar Pro filters, which are little snap-on filters for the GoPro cameras, red filters. And so when we weren't using these video lights from Light and Motion, the solar lights, which were phenomenal, by the way, it's basically like taking the sun underwater with you. But when you didn't want to use the lights for whatever reason, you'd use these filters and you'd bring out the reds and that kind of thing. And it was a pretty stripped down system that we used to capture the footage from that latest video that you can find now at scubaradio.com. It was the first time using this stuff. I didn't have the right housings with me. There were a couple little missteps that I, you know, that happened while we were trying to get capture everything that we wanted to get in the Maldives. But now I've kind of gotten through that, and I'm really anxious to get the next project underway, which probably will involve lobster. You know, Florida spiny lobster season is about to open up officially here next weekend. I'm planning a trip down to South Florida. I have an Octo mask, which allows you to mount a GoPro camera at the top of your mask.
That's awesome.
And get the perspective of what is in front of you,
this,
hands-free.
This is going to be perfect. Now, you're going to have to get the okay from some of the corporations that are involved.
What do you mean?
You can't just post a video of you walking into a Publix and buying a lobster out of the tank,
which is normally
how that's done.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, sticking your face into the tank, you're going to need to get a series of approvals.
Well, that may be
before this goes.
That may be one of the scenes.
Bobbing
because
for lobsters.
Here's the thing. I'm going to show what it takes to catch a Florida spiny lobster. I'm going to show my technique of using a looper, a snare, and snaring a Florida spiny lobster. However, if anything I've learned about producing these videos and what I've been focused on the last week or two as I got this latest video edited, was that it's all about the marketing and the packaging. So, you know, last week we were talking about Sharknado. My next lobster video is going to be Lobsternado. I'm going to come up with a storyline of not only me, it'll show me catching lobsters, but then something will happen and the lobsters will turn around and catch me. Now that, my friends, could go viral. And that's really what we want to do. Because
that's good, because nothing sells video like viruses.
Exactly. And see, we'll have the ointment that will cure the virus, and then, you know, we'll be heroes. Yeah, it'll make us look good somehow. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up with a theme, a storyline, because usually when we go on these trips, Bill, and when I shoot all this stuff, you know, we're just shooting what we see. We don't really have a plan in place
before.
That is
hard for me to imagine.
What do you mean?
You going out to shoot video without a plan. That is
yeah.
Almost.
We have no storyboard or, you know, no preconceived notion of what we want to accomplish other than capture maybe some of the fun things that we see in front of us, what's, you know, taking place in front of us, which is kind of what the latest video is. But this new one, I that's the difference between, you know, just releasing a fun little travel video from one of our adventures and being multimillionaires like the people behind Sharknado. Don't you think? That's the only difference. I probably have as many special effects in my video as they do in Sharknado.
That's true.
In a world where Greg Holt's allowed to use a GoPro camera,
no one is safe.
Yes. Lobsters attack.
The only problem is I'm not sure how to work in the storyline of a tornado with lobster. I mean,
That part is easy.
They suck up the lobsters and then they come
and
attack.
You're on a dive, it's a shore dive, and then you see the biggest lobster walk you've ever seen. Tens of thousands of lobsters
walking up through and around in a tornado.
And it's because of the tornado. And the tornado comes.
Lobsternado, coming soon from Scuba Radio.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Mr. Emmett, take her down. Make your depth 150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
Aye, sir. Chief of the watch, sound the dive alarm. Pass the word along the 1MC over the main valve tank bin.
Aye, sir. Passing the word.
I want to feel alive, no way to drive, so I can dive. I want to dive today. I want to dive.
That's bad.
I want to dive today. I want to dive today. Yeah.
All right, lobster spout. Is that what you're saying, Jimmy the Bubble Boy? That's what it should be called? Lobster,
yes.
Instead of lobster nado?
Because it's over water.
Yeah. I don't know. I may just go a different route. People think I'm just trying to copy Sharknado. I don't want to copy. I want to be original. Okay. I'm going to catch the lobsters, and then what's going to happen is the lobster's brother is going to come back and want revenge.
Die Hard 2.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess Die Hard 3, actually.
Die Hard 3.
Dive Hard.
Yeah, Dive Hard. Oh, there it is. Attack of Lobster, or I don't know. But anyway, so I'll catch a lobster, and then you will see a lobster come for me. So that's what I'm planning to film. That's my story. Keep it amongst us friends, amongst us dive buddies, because when I make millions and go to Hollywood and the whole thing.
I agree. I believe you could make dozens of dollars with this idea.
Yes, at least.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Humpback.
Spielberg, I hope you're listening. Anyway, let's talk to the hardest working man in the dive business. He may have an idea or two about this as well. He just got back from the Bahamas, but when is he not? Neil Watson is with us on Scuba Radio. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Man, I couldn't be better. I'm fantastic. Anytime I've been to the Bahamas, I'm in good shape.
I'm hip. Now, you were just over in Bimini. Just were you just playing over there for a change and just enjoying the weather or what?
Yeah. Well, a buddy of mine went over there that I promised to go over and dive with him for a couple of years. He took his daughter over. There was an incentive as well. But, I went over. Actually, I'm going back over tomorrow. On the new cruise ship that goes into Bimini.
Aha! Uh-huh. So that is running. Is that like the inaugural cruise, or has that been going for the last week or so?
No, it actually started running last Saturday. I was going to go on it when I went over Monday, but I figured I'd give them a couple of days to get the kinks worked out. But it was good. But I had a great trip over there with Neil Jr. We went out and did. We did the Stingrays and Honeymoon Harbor. Then we came in and we did the Triangle Rocks with the Caribbean Reef Sharks. And then we went up and did, in the afternoon, we went up and did the one of the dives up north. Neil nailed about 20 lionfish. Then we went up to the dolphin grounds and swam with the dolphins for a couple of hours.
Nice.
Came back, Neil filleted the lionfish, and we had an incredible dinner. So it was a fantastic day.
Wow. So, and that's just over a two-day period or a day or what? Just a couple of days, right?
No, that was in one day.
Wow.
Yeah.
One day.
One
All
day.
Those critters.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Neil Watson does more before breakfast than you're going to do all week.
True. Well, that's pretty much his M.O.
In the Bahamas, the lobsters have mini meal season.
Listen, the older I get, the more critical it is to squeeze as much into every day as I can, you know?
Yeah, well, okay, fair enough. But still, he's lived more adventures than anyone should be allowed to. And he has a lot of fun in the process, too. It's pretty cool.
I have a lot of fun. And this cruise ship, I'm really excited about this. It goes every day out of the port of Miami. It leaves like at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's not like the little ferries that we're going over there. It's a 1,500 passenger cruise ship. It's like the fastest cruise ship supposedly in America. It's like 30 knots. It makes it to Bimini a little over 2 hours. It's right around $150 round trip, including all of the taxes, and like $60 of that's taxes. And they feed you breakfast going over, and they feed you dinner coming back.
Wow.
And the neat thing is you can go over, like, on a three-day trip. If you get in early enough, you could do an afternoon dive. Then you could do a dive the second day because you're not flying. If you don't have a connecting flight, you could dive on the last day because it leaves, like, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So, literally, you could get in 3 days of diving on a three-day trip, which normally you'd have to do, like, a five-day trip to get that, you know, if you're flying.
Wow, that is excellent. So that has just started running, and how do people get to that? Is there links to it from your website, from the dive?
Actually, what they do is they go to the beach and just wander.
We'll have
a boat.
Link up, but it's Bimini Superfast.
Okay.
And if you Google that, the site comes up. And it's, my buddy went over on it this last week.
Right.
And he said it was great. The people were very accommodating and unlike the little boats that would have, you know, the little smaller hydrofoil boats that were running over there. I mean, this thing has six restaurants and that is a disco. It has a full casino.
Bringing dive gear and all that kind of stuff probably be pretty easy on a boat like that as well.
There seems to be no restrictions or anything. I mean, you can bring all your dive gear and you know, like, you know, we have the dive operation, all the units have full kitchens. So, you know, you bring the crew with full food and stuff and then you're good to go.
That's right, yeah. At the Bimini Sands, you got a kitchenette there and your room, so you bring over some food or whatever, and you're good to go. Yeah. So, Neil, I just released a Scuba Radio video this week, and I got some ideas for some footage. I'm going to take my cameras down and do some lobster diving down in South Florida here in the week. But I want to go over to Bimini and shoot something. Did you see the video that got posted up at scubaradio.com yet? Did you see it or no? You haven't seen
it? Where is it?
It's on the website at scubaradio.com.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Does everybody have the clothes on?
That's why he hasn't seen it.
He's trying to figure out if he should waste his time on it or not. He's got to squeeze a lot of things in every day.
To the website to look at the video, it can't be educational.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not educational, and it probably has just the right amount of clothing that you would still find it acceptable. Yeah, acceptable to watch. For your time. So check it out. But you'll get an idea. I want to go over there and shoot a video in Bimini with you and Junior and do a little thing with the stingrays and the wild dolphins and just kind of do a nice little Bimini thing. You know? We got to get over there and get back over the Bimini Sands and have some fun, right?
Well, you tell me when. We'll take the boat over and party back and party there, too.
Yeah, okay. Well, we got a plan, Bill.
No, we don't have a plan because there's no way I'm going to be involved in a plan, which means I'm going to start drinking in the morning with Neil Watson because that's not a winning strategy.
No, hold on. He didn't invite you. He was just talking to me. So we're clear. BiminiSands.com. Bimini Dive Center. There you go. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, that new ferry over to Bimini does look nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just pulled it up on the website. $150 round trip. That is impressive. You probably have to figure out a way to get parking covered. But, you fly into Miami if you want.
Yeah.
That's definitely cheaper than flying over.
Right.
From anywhere. Because it's going to cost you at least... you might be able to get it down below $250 on airfare, maybe from like Fort Lauderdale,
right?
but they feed you,
yeah,
and you don't have any. You wouldn't have to worry about weight restrictions on your dive gear,
right?
So if you get to Miami down there, to the port,
your diet.
I wonder if they have a chocolate buffet.
Mmm, fondue.
Well, the thing is that you're not on the boat for terribly long.
Yeah,
yeah, a couple hours.
Right?
Yeah. That's just long enough to eat. You know, maybe have a cocktail or two.
And you can dive every day.
You can dive every day if you want.
Greg, we got to go. We've got to go.
You want to go on this for real?
I really do want to go on this. And I want to go and I want to stay at Bimini Sands and I want to go.
Oh, I'm afraid you can't come, Bill.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, well, I can't go.
Well, I didn't say you couldn't go. I just say he wasn't talking to you.
Talking to me.
When he was talking about all that stuff.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Yeah. But, we're planning a little adventure back over there. So I'll get with Neil and get that squared away in the next couple weeks. And we'll see what we can put together. Because the Scuba Cowboy wants to come down into town, and he wants to help fly over to Bimini. And down here to Florida from Colorado for like a whole month. Maybe touring throughout the Keys. Doing a little Florida road trip.
I surely hope he's planning on doing that. October, November, December.
Why?
Well, because it was stupid to come here when it's 100 degrees every day.
Well, no. I mean, if you can come down here and do some diving, this is the best time of year to dive.
No. I disagree. October, November, December is the best time to go diving.
Wrong. Wrong.
Oh, we will discuss this.
We will.
This is not finished, Mr. Holt.
Oh, no.
This
you
is
are so
not
wrong.
Finished.
So wrong.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Will you stop? The fun of a place like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word.
Look around. People are having fun. It's a dive, Brave. Dive in.
It's a skin.
That's what it feels like when you come up for air. Think it when you come up for air. You feel brand new when you come up for air. Think it when you come up for air. That's what it feels like when you come up for air.
Wicked, wicked, wicked,
wicked. When you come up for air. You feel brand new when you come up for air. Think it when you come up for air.
Wicked, 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 wicked. Yes, when you come up for air, it's kind of like what this is. You sit around the tiki bar or on the deck of the boat, and you compare notes on what where you want to go dive next, whether it's Bimini or Florida.
In October, November, December.
No, hold on, hold on. Quit acting like such a tourist. Because it's tourist diving. Yeah, it is.
No, 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 no.
It absolutely is. What is the best? We've
now,
said this a million times on the show. What is the best month to dive in Florida, Bill? What month?
Every month.
October.
You are so wrong.
The water's still warm. Your weather is stable. You hardly ever have bad storms. You hardly ever have every day of rain.
Hold on.
There's a time of rain every day.
That is September. That is not October. It's the month before. October is when the winds start to potentially kick up a little bit. October is usually good.
Yep.
And if you're filtering in, things are getting delayed maybe the season's extended out longer because of global warming. Maybe it carries in more to October.
Greg,
but
you cannot have an underwater Halloween party in September.
Aha!
You've already got a mask on.
Well, no, you absolutely can.
People
may look at you a little strange, but
they always do.
But no, September is the month, Bill, because September is the month that all the tourists go home. Kids are going back to school.
Oh, good.
And it's the slowest month of the year in Florida, tourist destinations down in the Keys, in the Caribbean. September is dead.
Let me throw
And if you can
something.
Go diving in September, it will be the best experience you've ever had.
Let me give you a compromise argument.
There is no compromise. I am right.
Where you don't compromise. Have to be totally wrong. All right, here's the compromise I will give you.
Uh-huh.
The 15th of September to the 15th of October.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, because quite honestly, Labor Day weekend, the beginning of the year, I mean, if we're going to count a whole month, that part of September is not great.
Labor Day weekend
going on. So
doesn't matter.
After Labor Day weekend, if you go the 15th of September to the 15th of October, I will agree with you, and it will be the first time in a dozen years that I've agreed with you on the air on purpose.
Okay, well, let's just be clear, because actually Labor Day weekend's a great weekend to go, because people have an extra day off of work a lot of times.
But
you go
busy.
Over to the Caribbean. No, it's not. Not in the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't celebrate
Labor Day. Wait a second.
Labor
Wait a
day.
Second. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the entire Florida Caribbean area, the entire area
in
September.
We were talking about Florida, and now all of a sudden you're talking about the Caribbean. You have moved.
No, it's the Atlantic Ocean from Florida all the way over as deep south as Grenada and down to those islands. September.
Tierra del Fuego?
Especially the Bahamas.
Yes. Tierra del Fuego is fantastic.
I mean, it's
September.
The same body of water, the Bahamas and the Keys. Yeah, that's the same general vicinity of the Atlantic that we're talking about. It's going to be very similar conditions.
And I don't doubt that for an instant.
So
but
all
I would
saying,
say, I would
the,
say.
And the thing is, the later you wait in the year, too, that's when the winds will start to create more of a problem for you. And that's what you want to avoid, because we're going to be in these, we're already in a Florida tropical season where we have these afternoon thunder showers that kind of can mess up your afternoon diving a lot.
Right, it really depends on where you are, what time of day it happens. Because South Florida and the Keys, they've been happening early in the day. and blowing out morning dives, it's still great diving in the afternoon. It's still great diving.
Yeah.
And if you're doing shore diving, it almost doesn't matter. But if you're doing a boat dive, it can. I would rather not dive, ideally, when I don't feel comfortable that 4 days out of the week, 5 days out of the week, I'm going to be able to get two dives in.
Well, Bill, what would you say to a day of high altitude diving in Lake Titicaca? Just get a plane ticket
like to
Chile?
Yes, I was going to say, we've moved out of the Caribbean region. Both of your suggestions, Tierra del Fuego and Lake Titicaca, are not actually helping at all.
What about Easter Island? I love South America.
I love when he's here because you become imminently smarter.
Is that what it is? Well, you would never, if you're going to Easter Island, it would be in April, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Seasons are different.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you this much. Going into October is okay. Towards the end of October, you're starting to push it. So maybe if we did.
Push it.
But September, Labor Day weekend's a great weekend. That's a perfect weekend for divers to get out there. They get an extra day
off
work.
Greg, why do you always take me and CJ down to the Keys in December?
Because it's Christmas.
Oh, the Scuba Radio Christmas party, which you can never miss.
Yeah, so it would be terrible, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, terrible to be down for Fantasy Fest in Key West at the end of October when it is.
Well, that's not for diving.
It's not for diving.
Bar diving.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. All right, well, anyway.
And you should tell him he should be here in late September, early October.
But I'm still sticking
to him.
September's still better odds all the way across. Those 30 days you have in September thereabouts, that's the best month period. I'm still sticking to it, Bill. I'll say going into October, your still odds are pretty good, but they're not as good as the entire month of September. So there, take it. and take advantage of it. And you know, the thing is people outside of Florida don't really realize that is the case.
And it almost doesn't matter. If you're coming with your family and you're going to dive, but parts of your family don't dive, September, October is the time to be here in Florida.
Well,
there's no question.
But,
you know,
but understand.
The kids aren't going to learn anything in September anyway. Get them out of school.
It is hotter than hell, okay? It is muggy. It is humid. It is tropical. It will.
Which is why I say October.
Which is why I say October. You should be diving. It's not necessarily the best time to come and play tourist. Because that's why the tourists aren't here in September.
Are you aware that we're not talking about the people that live here? Because the people that live here are always here.
Well, of course, but that's what I'm telling the people that don't live here.
So we're talking about a guy who lives in Colorado,
right?
Coming to Florida, and I picked the tourist time.
Well, no,
what kind of a moron am I? Oh, wait, not a moron.
No,
that kind of moron.
He's coming. He wants to come dive.
He's a lesson.
He'll play in his spare time in the evening when it's cool anyway, but during the day he'll spend his time out on the water gigging. I mean, not gigging. He's going to be gigging for lobster.
You should think about what you say if you're trying to prove that I'm the one that doesn't know what they're talking about. You should try and think.
He's
going to
be in the water when it's hot.
What you mean they mean.
And he's going to be in a nice, cool, tropical location playing his music.
A nice, cool, tropical location.
Well, I mean, nice
maybe
ocean breeze.
Calm.
In the summertime, in the night.
Yeah. Time Tierra del Fuego.
There's just no winning.
With the penguins.
No winning. But anyway, that is the plan, and who knows? Maybe we'll run over to Bimini, do some stuff. But we got to shoot some more video. And yeah, Bill, you got to do this. But you need to jump in the pool first. We got to get you over the pool for a little refresher, don't we? And that what the plan is?
Well, the plan is to do that because that beats the snot out of sitting here in the studio 7 days a week to do 2 hours of radio on Saturday.
So,
but yes,
you would rather
be
in the pool than talk about it.
I would rather be in the ocean.
You'd rather be in, well, you said you wanted to do a little refresher in the pool, I thought.
Because you offered a refresher in the pool, and I said, yeah, sure, I will go. It's not because, you know what I need more than anything is a refresher in the pool. What I really need is the damn ocean.
Bill,
get me the damn ocean! Bring me the Kraken!
Don't worry, Bill. I'll be your dive buddy. I'll hold your hand if you want to go. Just bring an extra tank, because I might need to take yours. I breathe heavy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what we can do. We'll do that, or...
The last time you had me in the pool, there were the two hot girls. Who were they again?
Who?
Oh, right, your daughter and her friend.
Oh, jeez. I'm like, what is he talking about?
Oh, Bill, cross the line.
Really? Way over the line.
It's way better we're talking about Pup's daughter and her hot friend.
Exactly.
Which reminds me, make sure he brings his daughter if he comes down here.
Yeah, by the way, Mermaid Tiffany is working Sturgis this week. The big motorcycle gathering.
She's probably wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
Long pants.
Mm-hmm. No, she's working in one of the beer garden tent things there at some major campground.
So she'll
thing.
Be wearing $1 bills. Papa, you listening?
Yeah.
Fuzzy white sweater.
You've seen Tiffany. She'll be covered up like that Geico commercial where the guy's like shedding dollar bills.
Right. If you're unsure as to what she looks like, check out the Scuba Radio page and check out the videos, which have Tiffany in them.
Yeah, the new video kicks off with Mermaid Woo. Tiffany.
Yeah, interesting angle.
What do you mean?
That wasn't Dad's GoPro.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
So, you know, I don't know. All this talk today is giving me some ideas for my next video project. Lobster-nado, lobster spout, revenge of the lobster. I don't know. I'm going to do something nutty with lobster.
Dive hard.
Dive hard.
Don't forget dive hard.
Dive hard with lobster.
Dive heart.
Dive hard. What do you mean? That's a
now we're taking it away from like dive Braveheart. Hard, like Braveheart.
No,
but it's actually Robert Wagner. So it's a heart to heart character.
Oh, Bill,
don't like it.
Somebody's got ADD.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of video stuff in the news. You know, I brought in this. You know, the story about these humpback whales that almost swallowed the divers.
Not almost swallow the divers.
Did you see the video?
Really close,
I saw
Bill.
The video. They're close to it, but A, the humpback whales knew they were there, and B, the humpback whales don't swallow things that are quite that big. They swallow, what's that thing? Krill.
Well, no, that's not. They were actually eating sardines. These were big fish.
Guy said that the water came alive and they were surrounded by like
they got
tons
caught.
Of fish.
They got caught in the bait ball.
How can the whale see through the fish?
Huh?
And you think the whale could, like, detect them through all that
yes.
fish?
I'm
yes.
not so sure.
Yes.
Not so sure, Bill.
Yes.
Did you see the footage?
And they're filter feeders.
Well, no, I'm not saying they would have eaten them.
No, just by accident. They had me in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You know,
time.
The question is, there's two things.
Their balines.
Well, here, there's two things.
Balines.
First of all, literally, one of the divers was probably within four or five feet of the big whale's mouth when it came up out of the water. Did you
well, look
see
at that? 4 to 5 feet.
Well,
four
yeah,
five
but
feet
I mean,
is if not in, if I get if a car misses me by 4 or 5 feet, I'm on the sidewalk.
Well, I'm just saying, I you
unless
know
it's a
could
53
have
Buick with a big tail fin, Bill.
If he would have been just a few feet over, would if he have been caught in the whale's mouth?
It's vertical.
I think the answer is yes.
He came up.
He could have absolutely got caught in the whale's mouth. Now, would the whale eat him? Was it big enough to swallow him whole? Yeah. But it wouldn't, I don't think it would have eaten him. I think it would have gotten his mouth and he wouldn't have went, bleh!
He's done it with
like
Captain
coughed
Ahab.
Coughed out a hairball, you know, or something like that, I think is what would happen. That's my guess, because like you said,
because
they're
you not, know nothing about how whales work.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, the mouth on that whale when it came up was huge.
But you are aware it there are other fish around in the water but, when whales eat every single freaking day.
Yeah, but I think they
and they
just
don't eat other fish. They eat small fish.
Well, these fish were actually pretty big from the video. They were like a good, I'd say almost a foot long.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pretty big.
Was, have you seen the video, like, Bill?
So
they were like bubbling up over the water. I mean, they literally were jumping out of the water. It's
like they do with whale sharks.
Yeah, it looked like they were caught in a net. They were caught actually in a bubble net. So they were like, it was like a bait ball. They were so condensed. I mean, I'm not sure the whale would have been able to tell, but who knows? That's one issue.
There's thousands of biologists that could probably call the show right now. Send your angry emails, biologists.
There's a lot of chatter about this video.
Greg at scubaradio.com. Greg, G-R-E-G, at scubaradio.com.
There's a lot of chatter about that video online talking about just that, that, you know, what would have happened. And, you know, one of the issues is, you know, most people think that are familiar with humpback whales, like, yeah, they're filter feeders. It's not going to swallow. It's not going to devour them and excrete them out later. It's going to, you know, yak them up somehow if he were to get caught in there anyway. So that's one issue. But the other issue that I want to zero in on here before we finish up today.
The thing which is not logic or reason. Move on.
Yeah. Some people are complaining that these divers that shot this video should be fined. By wildlife officials for harassing the whales.
I agree. I think they should be fine.
No,
no fine.
Oh, for harassing
the whales. Yeah, because they shouldn't have been around the whales. And no, here's the thing. Yeah, I'm not so sure. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm not sure they were filming the whales in the first place. They happened to be in the water, and the whales came up and surprised them.
It certainly seemed that way.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like they were planning on that happening.
Correct.
And I agree.
So, I mean, I think it's asinine to sit there and say these guys should be fined for harassing whales. That just sounds ridiculous to me. That's, you know, I've heard this argument with manatees in Florida, too. Because manatees sometimes will come up to boats and divers that are doing some stuff in the Florida Springs. And next thing you know, people are saying, oh, those divers are harassing the manatees. Hey, the manatees just happen to swim up and check us out. Or I've actually seen, I've had that happen, where a manatee came up and surprised us. And next thing you know, we're kind of swimming next to it. And, hey, manatee, how are you?
Where's my wallet?
You know, but and you're not supposed to.
He stole my wallet.
Manatee.
But it wasn't like I pursued the manatee. The manatee came to us. Same thing with these whales. How could you sit there
and
complain?
How do you pursue a humpback? I mean, what do you do to molest a humpback? You hump me, I'll hump you. I mean, seriously, what are you going to do to chase
mountain
after a humpback mountain? That's funny.
Yeah, they are big, big animals. Yeah. So
they go where they want to go.
True. True. So
they are the elephant in the room if the room is the ocean and the elephant is a whale.
They're bigger than elephants. Actually.
They are.
So, I don't know. I think it's crazy, but once again, there's always that, you know, that you hear this rumbling or these people bitching. You know, it's like,
they're
you know, it's
haters.
The diver's fault or something. Like, hey, look, you know, we're not harassing the animals. We're not pursuing them. There's a big difference.
I completely off topic, but the show is about to end. But you said bitching, and I thought of Bob Bitching.
Yeah.
From Latsanats,
right?
Formerly of Latsanats,
right.
And his
Outpost
support
magazine.
for the Dockside
Cafe down in Mero.
And today is the last day of their crowdsourcing.
Ah, yes.
Check that out at fundable.com.
Fundable. Yeah, Dockside Cafe. Our buddy Eric Stone is opening up his own place down there in Marathon. You'll hear more about that.
I'm an owner!
Are you a good man? He's got his own bar stool right there at the Dockside. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Get it down there, buddy.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.